This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Let's take a look at... we learned last few years our Gedalio. We did most of Shticha before. I'd like to take a look at the Likutei Diburim and Inyani Purim, some Amud Mem Tes. And I'd like to look at Shtigl Beis. So the beginning of the Chazal and in the Gemara, the beginning of the discussions of the Megillah goes like Pasach LaPischa LaHay Parsa Mehocha. It's a constant refrain where they give an introduction to the Megillah with different parshas. So Rabbi Loza Pasach LaPischa Pischa lehai parsha mehocha. It says, "Batzaltaim yimach hamikra, ubeshiflas amekara, ubeshiflas yedai midlev haboyes." That when a person is lazy, the roof caves in, and when a person doesn't work, it begins to leak in the house. Bishvil atzlus shehoyel lahem liyisrael sheoske b'toyer nasa shonei kosh baruch hu mach. So it had something to do with the atzlus of Klal Yisrael. The fact that they were lazy and they sort of didn't put enough effort. And then so Chazal pegged, it's kind of strange, of all the things we could think of that we could fault Klal Yisrael, a lot of things written in, and many of them ring well, they resonate with us. That they were mishtatev the suda, they trave, they this, that. But this is something which seems to be very, they were lazy, they didn't put enough effort in. They say that, of course, it was a lot of effort in, but nothing special about it. But he, Pasuk Pisamai Parsha, he found in the Pasuk that when a person gets lazy, things collapse. V'af shematzinu, also mefuzim forage so befirud. So he says, I'll just skip down a few. So Chazal bring a whole bunch of reasons. Now, usually, if you're describing a situation. That's real kind of a situation that happened. So, the Marshall, if people see a building that collapsed, so the reasons will tend to sort of fix around a certain point. Foundations weren't reinforced enough, the ground that the foundations were in wasn't solid enough, the concrete was poor material. You say, okay, they all sort of hover around a central point. But when you come with like five things that are not shaykhets each other, like all sorts of things, it begs some explanation. Chazal give a whole bunch of reasons why it came. So I could have understood they'd have different reasons, like why they were doime, they began to become assimilated with the Parsium. One says this. But the reasons that are given over here, be mishtachvel etzelim, be nena besuda, batzaltayim yamach hamikra, it doesn't seem to have any common denominator. That's something very hard to understand. And that's a point he's trying to explain. What is the common sheresh? We say that double. So, ki sheresh achet shavu nizor v'taiva upirut. Ki etzal taiva matzina kosov al taiva yivakesh nifrod, Vavadizara Shrosha Hupirut Bikshra Loihus Harbi. Hefech mea achtus kimishu bepirut mechapis taibis. Shanifr isakolakatavis atzon tevis azulas. Okay. Valachain or hoilech acha hanos atzmish lubish with taibis shachatoy. So if we take a look at the two of the three biggest averis, you find the word Nifrat, Pirud, to be very crucial. Well, let's talk and understand a little bit about this. Avodah Zarah is called in many, many in many Sfarim, it's referred to as being mekatzitz benetiyos, which means breaking off branches. It means as follows. The world has many, many kohos expressed. Sun and the moon and the winds and all sorts of things in the world are very, very, very powerful. And you learn science. There's so many different disciplines. There's so many different systems that are working. Physics exists, and chemistry exists, and biology exists, and all of these are all sorts of kohos in the Bria. The difference between a person who is a maimon and not a maimon is, does he take each piece on its own and say, okay, this is it, this is it, this is it? Or does he find a common sheirish and a makar from where it's all emanating from? So the lashon used in the Sfarim is mekatzitz benetiyos, that the person, when Olam HaZorah is called, he's cutting off the branches, sawing off the branches. That's Avodah Zarah. He's being mafrid, things that should have been mechuber. In the world of Taiva, it's also like that. And I want to try to explain it, because it's something that, unfortunately, the influence that the world around us has is terrible in the things that we don't realize that it's having influence on us. Let's take an example. We see a mother and a child interacting. And a person says that the mother loves the child. And we say, yes, it's very, very true. Take a look. The mother's tired, the mother hasn't eaten yet, but she's worried about the child and holding the child. Maybe the child didn't eat, and maybe this, and maybe that. But Emma's giving of herself for the child. So that word, the word love as used in that context, is as good as good an example as we can of that word. Now we see a boy chasing a girl, and we also use the word love. What does that mean? He really cares about the girl, and he's concerned about her, and trying to do the best that he can for her. Even Purim, it's too far of a joke to say that. The Teretz is, he's a big Baal Taiva, and he desperately wants to realize his Taivas, and whatever it takes. It takes lying, promising, chasing, whatever it takes. It has nothing to do with liking the other person. That's the metzias of it. Anytime a person is caught up in any taiva, that forces a certain selfishness. If we're sitting around a table, the more I want the food in the middle, the less I care about you getting it. Taiva is a personal feeling. And in terms of Bein Olam HaChavero, taiva creates pirut. And the person has no... So he says, "Kimishu befirud mechapes taibes shanifer oisa koil rak the taibes azatavs azulas." So a person who is shaku and taiva is self-centered by definition. V'lachenu hoylechach tanos asa shum lubash betaibes v'shachatoyim, and that's why he's busy. That's what he cares about. Nimtza sheyesoyra chatoyim u beemes apirud. Now, the sheirish of chatoyim in a big sense is that the person is mefuza mefeirat. And let's add another piece to it. Taiva, or Amuris, Koizvois, and so on, always are a product of the moment rather than continuing more. Taiva means I take this as now. Let's go back to Taiva Sachila, and let's give an example. A person, what drives us in the world of Taiva? the here and the now. So I'm sitting down to eat. So whatever I crave more, that's what I want. That's the way Taiva works. So I want this, I desperately want it, and I take it. Is it connected to anything? It's connected to nothing. It's the here and the now and the moment, and that's it. When a person is, so take a second person, and this person is very, very not well, the person is sick, and he has a very clear diet. The person has problem regulating sugar, and too much and too little could throw him off. And he sits down and weighs and measures everything in his mind. How much sugar is there in this? How much do I need of that? And so on. So I'm a dietitian. I'm sitting down and saying to myself, my body needs a complement of different nutrients, and it has to avoid sugar. So I'm going to take a little of this, some of that, skip this, a lot of the other. So the pshat is all of the different achilas are mechuber to some sort of tachlis that puts it together. So pirud is the here and the now only, and chibur brings it back to a shorish, to a big picture. So So when I'm planning a diet for somebody else, I don't think twice about what happens to be on the table and what tastes good and what's this. I say to myself, okay, this person needs, his body to survive needs this, this, and this, and this. How do we get it out of the food, and so on and so forth. So the Sheirish of Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Echad, and it reflects itself in the Bria by being Me'ached, putting things together. Anything that I see as part of a bigger picture is in the world of Echad, and it's going to be positive. Anything that is Nifra, that I take it for the here and the now and as is Bal Korcha going to be bad and so on. So he says, V'ikah appeared bolema de rifin yadayim v'teira, shadei shenis atzlu b'de v'teira neved memarosha me'ateira. Kiteira mecheres es odom v'mkash v'shvashay. V'rak ade rifin yadayim boli de pirut. My pirut bode achatoyim shen and so on. So let's talk about this, let's discuss this, let's understand this. If we're to ask ourselves, where does the world of Echad lie versus the world of Pirut? So I want to give an example. Imagine I come in to a room and I see Sfarim, say for here, say for there, say for there, say for there, and say for here, and so on. So physically, each sefer is in a different place. This one is laying here, this one's laying there, this one's in the other place. That's what's here. But Seichel says, this is all part of a Beis Medrash. People were learning here, and they're out. Or this is a library, and these are sfarim that were taken out, and sfarim that are returned. The putting together things is a seicheldike inyan. Let's go back to the example I give it to food. Each piece of food is a food of its own, and I have a craving. I see a big piece of cake, it looks good, and I crave for it. That's physical. Sitting back and saying to myself, my meals are a way in which to, I need the nutrients I need, and what are the elements that comprise a well-balanced meal, that puts it together. Seichel, the koyach of pirud, is physical. Each object is a discrete object. That's what it is. Each one's its own entity. And there is no musig. If it's a mashed potatoes, it's achdus. But if it's potatoes laying around, each potato is its own place. It's the das and the seichel of a person that puts together the pieces and says, what is this all together? So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the role of Torah versus mitzvahs in the world of Ruchnius? The answer is, mitzvahs, each one is its own entity. The lulav and esrog that I took on Sukkis and the matzahs I'm eating on Pesach have nothing to do with each other, except for the minhag to save over lulav to burn for the chametz. But other than that, there is no connection. Because on the level of the physical act, as long it's not physically connected, it's a half year plus an extra other, no shaykhs. Seichel Das says that it's all part of Zmanim. Ketushas HaZmanim. And there's this type of Zman and that type of Zman, and there's Avon, there's Yira, and there's Geula, and there's Simcha, and so on and so forth. So Torah provides a sense of Achdus to all the Chalke Avoid of Ruchnias. The different mitzvahs are connected. It says the Zohar Kodesh connected the Yvorim of the Melech. They're like parts of the king, so to speak. Each mitzvah, a lung and a heart and a liver, are very different Yvorim. The Tzuras Adam, the entirety of it together, is Torah. Torah sees the entire picture of it. Therefore, let's add one more thing. The midah of laziness is that I take things as they come. Right now, I'm not hungry, so I don't make any effort to eat. I'm starved to death. I go to the store and buy food. I don't say now, well, you know what? It makes a lot more sense to go now and buy and so on and so forth. I live each moment for its moment. So what Atzilus on the level of Midas is a reflection like that. And the Hefer of Atzilus is the Midah that I'm taking each moment and evaluating my actions. What drives my actions is not now, but the bigger picture. Torah in the Ruchnistik Avoda is an overarching the hair of what things of the world mitzvahs. That's why in Torah, Atzlus is the most pronounced. Take a look at it. Few people, a person is Yerei Shemayim, if now he has a chiyuv to put on film, he'll put on film. If I have to Krishna, I'll schlep, but I'll lean. In Masha Ein Kain, learning, there's something about it that drags. The whole metzias of Torah is that the person has to put things together, not in the here and the now, but has to bring things together. So if Klal Yisrael's, if we can define, if all the things Chazal found fault with Klal Yisrael had to do with Pirut, that means that there wasn't the overarching sense of Ruchnias that Torah brings. So Torah is something which would have given them a different. So, Marshall, I won't even give an example. I may part of some. We speak of it being a Ben Torah, as opposed to what? Everybody who is a Yid is mechuyev to keep Tarek Mitzvahs. Everybody who is a Yid is mechuyev to be kavayitim. Mechuyev to be Torah. Yem v'layla. So what am I defining special about somebody when I want to use the term Ben Torah to define some sort of unique facet of Avodah? The answer is, am I doing it because, okay, Rabbi Isai, you gotta sell your mats, you gotta sell your chametz now. I have these hours, you can sell chametz, so now it's selling chametz time. It's time to go to shul. If I don't learn, each one of these is its own gzeres hakasev. Each one of these things is its own metzias. This after this after this, there's no putting it together. And Masha Ein Kain, if somebody understands, if somebody's das is a Torah mindset, that I see a big picture. And I see them all as pieces fitting into a big picture. Let's finish this end. The Chazal mevarek al dvar shegorma lo ra, al dvarim gorma betzirav ke'echad ve'vesheni. Let's add another point. Is not being madgishit, but I think it is an important point we can add for over here. The problems in the Megillah were, this was the first time in Klal Yisrael when assimilation became a real issue. Nebuchadnezzar invaded them in Eretz Yisrael. They were in Eretz Yisrael. They were in Bavel a relatively short amount of time, and they over there, Avodah Zarah was a big deal. They tried to get them to worship Avodah Zarah and so on. In Yavon, Eretz Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't going to become assimilated in another nation. They would be Hashpah of Avodah Zarah. The events over here was where their malchus was superseded by the malchus of Achashverosh, and they were fair game to become assimilated, and they started assimilating. That's why they went then and so on and so forth. Let's understand how the process starts and so on. There used to be the Germans who were very, very, very proud to be German, and the French were very, very proud to be French, and they would get very insulted if someone referred to them as a Jewish person. I'm talking if a Jew referred to them as Jewish, not talking about a Jew. They would say, we're German of Jewish faith. We're French of Jewish faith. The point, let's understand what the difference is. So what's the difference of playing a game? I'm an American citizen. I could be a Sat Mechazer, an American citizen, so what? The difference is, what's the tzura? I see myself as American. As Torah steer, it's not. You buy kosher food, you buy clothing that's checked for shatness, you don't work on Shabbos. But all of these are specific restrictions. It's like the marshal, somebody has an allergy to peanuts. He's not less American, he's an American who happens to have an allergy to peanuts. So we have an allergy to chazen. Okay, but we're the same. The definition of us and the people we're in is in the klal, not the prat. So keeping separate pratim does not make us immune to the being part of that nation. It's only if we declare the pratim as being part of a klal that we say to ourselves, no, I'm a Jew who happens to be living here. I'm not I'm not part of this malchus. So the Chazal, the way he's explaining is, Chazal were able to find the very central nekuda that was a shevish for lot. As long as we push ourselves and have to push ourselves to understand it as in its big picture, which is Talmud Torah, then the pratim tend to fall into place, and we also don't have that nisoyin of assimilating in it, then everything goes. The minute we're lazy to learn, so even though if we're doing the mitzvahs and everything, it doesn't take very long for that to fall apart, because those are a lot of details. They're not an overarching picture. So this is the way he's explaining how Chazal beheld all the pieces all of the different things that they found in the Megillah and so on. They were problems in Klal Yisrael, they understood it as all radiating from a Kama Shevish. Okay, we'll hold it here. I think the high school is supposed to come.